Welcome to the Confluence Investment Management Asset Allocation Biweekly Report for June 29th, 2026. I'm Phil Adler. Today's tech giants are poised for a maturity shift over the coming years, transitioning from high-growth companies into more established market leaders. Confluence Associate Market Strategist and Certified Business Economist Thomas Walsh joins us today to explain why the technology companies of tomorrow may look like the utility companies of today. Thomas, that would be quite a transition and certainly of interest to investors. Remind us, what was attractive and unique about technology companies in their early stages?
Well, that's a great question, Phil, and thank you for having me. The key was that they were relatively capital light. Unlike industrial giants that had to pour money into factories, machineries, and ongoing maintenance, these firms could generate massive cash flows without the drag of depreciation or costly physical upkeep. That meant they could reinvest heavily in growth and sustain above average returns for decades. For investors, the payoff came mostly through capital gains, not dividends, which also had tax advantages.
The most successful of these companies certainly generated hoards of cash, which allowed them to be less dependent on debt, or not dependent at all, it appeared. What stands out to you as examples of technology companies whose visions and profit generators grew exponentially from quite modest beginnings?
I think the two companies that come immediately to mind are Amazon and Meta. Amazon started as an online bookstore, but it evolved into a sprawling internet conglomerate, e-commerce, logistics, cloud computing through AWS streaming, and more. Each piece feeds the other, creating multiple high-margin revenue streams. Meta began as a simple social network, a way to stay in touch with friends, but it morphed into one of the more powerful digital advertising and data analytics platforms in the world. Its ability to monetize user attention through targeted ads made it an incredibly efficient profit engine.
Sometimes it's hard to remember those simple old days. Things have certainly changed, and now these companies are beginning to mature. So, what are the characteristics of a maturing technology company?
Well, I think a big tell is a shift in capital allocation. Instead of prioritizing rapid expansion, the focus moves towards defending market position and optimizing what's already built. Right now, many large tech firms are still in a heavy investment phase, especially with AI and digital infrastructure. But once that build-out is largely complete, the math changes. More capital has to go towards maintaining and upgrading data centers, networks, and platforms. That leaves less for high-growth reinvestment. As a result, cash flows become more stable and predictable, and companies start emphasizing shareholder returns, often through dividends.
Well, it does appear we're already seeing some of these characteristics. The biggest companies are building out infrastructure, they're spending astronomical sums, and they're issuing debt. Can these companies expect rising regulatory pressure as well?
Yeah, exactly. We're seeing the early signs. You know, Meta's decision to initiate a dividend in 2024 is a perfect example of them becoming more mature. I think that's a clear pivot toward returning capital to shareholders. But whether the trend continues depends heavily on regulation. Governments are moving toward tighter oversight, driven by concerns over market concentration, national security, and societal impact. That could constrain how freely these companies allocate capital. Between compliance costs, potential restrictions, and even reliance on government incentives, we could see dividend growth become more limited over time.
Are higher interest rates likely to accelerate this maturation process?
To be honest, I think maybe not in a meaningful way, at least not yet. Historically, higher rates force companies to become more disciplined more quickly, but AI has been an exception. Over the past few years, capital has continued flowing into AI-related names, even during periods of uncertainty. Now, part of that is the narrative. Investors increasingly believe these firms could evolve into dominant, even monopolistic platforms. And if they buy into that story, they're willing to look past near-term rate pressures. So higher rates haven't really bitten the way you might expect.
In the early and growth stages, investors in the stocks of successful technology companies certainly benefited greatly. Is that likely to change as these companies reach the latter stages of this tech life cycle?
I still think these companies can be very successful, but the nature of that success changes. Think of telecom. After the dot-com era of massive infrastructure, broad adoption, and durable revenue streams, once the networks were built, but the trade-off is on returns. We shouldn't expect the same level of capital appreciation. Growth naturally slows, competition and regulation increase, and the market reassesses valuation. So the story shifts from explosive growth to more stable, income-oriented returns.
Utility companies of today are valued for their dividends. You mentioned dividends before, and some of these big companies are beginning to issue them. Will dividends become a hallmark of technology companies?
So I do think dividends will become more prominent, especially for the hyperscalers. As high return investments opportunities narrow, returning capital to shareholders becomes more logical. But I expect it to be gradual, not dramatic. The wild card is government involvement. As these firms become more systemically important, whether for national security, infrastructure, or competition, tighter oversight could limit how aggressively they return capital, even if the cash flow is there. So yes, dividends are likely to grow, but probably not without constraints.
And what role might consolidation play as these companies enter the latter stages of the tech life cycle?
I do think consolidation is a bit of a double-edged sword. On the one hand, it secures market share and strengthens competitive positions. On the other hand, it invites regulatory interventions due to concerns of anti-competitiveness. We expect governments to impose stricter frameworks on dominant AI players, and the resulting compliance burden is likely to have a measurable negative impact on profitability.
Thomas, if these companies become more like utilities, where might investors likely find greater opportunities for pure growth?
Well, I think that's a great question, Phil. We think investors need to look downstream, specifically at industrial and energy sectors. Those are the picks and shovel plays. You get the upside of the AI build-out without the regulatory overhang that's coming for the platform companies. And counterintuitively, this makes traditional value stocks more compelling. As tech growth slows to a utility-like pace, value names don't suffer the same drag. In fact, they become relatively more attractive. So the playbook changes. Own the infrastructure, not the platform.
And Thomas, how quickly is this tech life cycle occurring? Quickly enough for investors to take action on today?
I don't think it's urgent at this point. We see this as a multi-year, maybe even a decade-long transition. There's plenty of runway before the cycle reaches full maturity, but this is important. We don't believe in waiting for the obvious signal. Diversification is always prudent, and we think investors should gradually start looking at sectors that are out of favor today. Because when the tech tide does start to turn, the assets that look unattractive now could become the surprising winners. So our advice, don't rush, but don't wait until it's too late either.
Thank you, Thomas. The title of this week's report is The Evolution of the Tech Lifecycle. And you can find a link to the written report dated June 29th, 2026 on the Confluence webpage, confluenceinvestment.com. Our discussion today is based upon sources and data believed to be accurate and reliable. Opinions and forward-looking statements expressed are subject to change without notice. This information does not constitute a solicitation or an offer to buy or sell any security. Our audio engineer is Dane Stoll. I'm Phil Adler.